We all want to be good. We all want to hear, "Well done, good and faithful servant, enter in." And the law shows what is right. What we want to do is what's right. We want the free lunch. We can see it right over there. But we have this problem. And here's the problem. Look at verse 15 of chapter 7 of Romans. "For I do not understand my own actions. I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing I hate. I sell myself into slavery. I'm a sinner. I know what's right, and the law tells me what's right, and I still do the other thing. I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing I hate. Now, if I do what I do not want, I agree with the law that it is good. If I'm doing it, I say it's sin, and I want to be the good guy, and I want to follow God's rules, but I don't. I agree that God's rules are the way I ought to be. I agree that the law is good. Verse 17, "So now it's no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells in me." There's something in you that has you obeying sin to make yourself a slave to it. There's something in us as human beings, descendant of Adam, the first person who let sin into the world, that wants more. We're addicts for sin. Christians, the human being is an addict for sin. Our desires lure us, and it's not just the flesh and the hunger, it's the mind and the doing it. But in the spirit, we believe God's law. Look what it says here, verse 17. "It's no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells with me. For I know that nothing good dwells in me," that is my flesh. "For I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out. For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I keep on doing." Now, if I do what I do not want, it's no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells in me. So I find it to be a law that when I want to do right, evil lies close at hand. I delight at the law of God in my inner being, but I see in my members another law, waging war against the law of my mind and making me captive to the law of sin that dwells in my members. What a wretched man I am. Who will deliver me from this body of death? And that's where we have the solution. That's where we have the diagnosis. That's where we have the cancer patient riddled with sin who says, "What are we going to do, doc?" The cake is a lie. The promise of a delicious reward for my cooperation is false. My rebellion brings death and despair, and Paul nails it. And the cancer diagnosis of sin is said out loud. We are sold into slavery by our sins. Now we know, and the sin keeps eating away. What are we going to do? The cake is a lie, and the promise of delicious reward for my cooperation is false. And my rebellion brings death and despair. And Paul nails it. And the cancer diagnosis of sin is said out loud. And we're sold into slavery by our sins. And now we know, and the sin keeps eating away like a cancer. Now, what are we going to do? Look at verse 25 of Romans chapter 7. "Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, I myself serve the law of God with my mind, but with my flesh I serve the law of sin." And we're finished there. There's an implied connection between chapter 7 and 8. It's as if the word "and" were there at the end of verse 25. And you think like chapters of a book, finish a chapter, close the book, I'll read the next one later. But in if you looked at the book of Romans, it's one big long scroll and there's no punctuation and it's just Greek words one after the other, and someone chopped it into chapters. But chapter 7 leads right into chapter 8, and you mustn't stop right there, although you could stop there and say, thanks be to God through our Lord Jesus Christ. But look at the end. You know, I'm a willing servant of the law of God. I want to do it, but I'm a slave of sin and I keep doing it. And the good news is this. Look at chapter 8, verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death.